Hello, everybody. It's Jenny. I'm a wife, a cyclist, a world traveler, a golden doodle mom, an athlete who's visually impaired, but most importantly, I'm the pro to help you find your inner badass. So let's get started. Hello and welcome back, everybody. I am so excited you are here. So this is something that I have personally been working on over the last couple years, and I took all the words and all this knowledge and I brought it into a little exercise that I am going to teach you today. It is called Rate Your State. Pretty catchy, eh? So what exactly does rate your state mean? The best way to explain it is your state is a state of mind. It is your outlook. It is your perspective on life. It is that point of view that you have. That is your state of mind. That anger, that anxiety, that happiness, that joy, that excitement, that emotion that you have is a state of mind. So rate your state is rating on a scale of 1 to 10 on how you're doing on certain topics. And there's so many ways and so many topics that we could pick from: joy, happiness, love, encouragement, the whatever that you want to pick. And you can change this exercise and change the topics to anything you choose. Maybe something that resonates with you a little bit more. With, you know, what is going on in your life, you can change these topics. But these are topics that I found that were kind of universal for everybody. And there's four of them. So today I'm going to run through it with you. There's also another exercise I'm going to go through at the end, so stay tuned. When we start rating our state, there are four categories, like I said, that are kind of universal for everybody. They are courage, clarity, energy, and purpose. Like I said, there could be a million other things. Courage, clarity, energy, and purpose. So what do those mean? So let me break them down. Courage. It is that taking massive action. What do you do when you're triggered and how confident you feel? How courageous were you today? That's a good question to ask. Number two is clarity. That intention, the focus, that meaning that you have. What is your clarity on the day? Your clarity that you see for your goals today. Energy. Number three is my favorite. And when I say energy, energy is all about movement and exercise. It is about love and joy and just being so excited about energy. What kind of energy you bring. It could be physical energy. It could be mental energy. It could be emotional energy, but energy. And the last one is four, or the fourth one is purpose. What is your purpose for today? What is your purpose in life? What is your purpose, the thing that you do that matters to you? We are going through an exercise called Rate Your State. And when we're rating our state, there's four topics that I want you guys to rate your state on: courage, clarity, energy, and purpose. Got it? So when we do rate our state, it's on a simple scale, 1 to 10. Or it could be 1 to 5, whatever you choose to do. But I chose for this particular exercise is 1 to 10 because it makes it a little bit more difficult to rate your state. So number one on a scale of 1 to 10 is very low. So if your energy, if you pick a 1, your energy is very low. Your vibe is very low. It's not happening. You are like Captain Eeyore of your day. Not happening. A 5 in energy is like, I wanted to exercise. Maybe I walk down to the mailbox. Maybe I didn't really get done what I wanted to do, but you know, I should have did some more, but whatever. A 10 in energy is like, girl, we are doing this. I did my exercising. I helped other people. I was able to go to the grocery store. I was cutting the grass. Like, you are like supernova chickadee who had too many cups of coffee craziness energy. But also, don't forget, energy is all about love and joy and all this other stuff that you bring into your life. So you're rating yourself on a scale 1 to 10. You're doing that scale of 1 to 10 in all four categories: courage, clarity, energy, and purpose. I want you guys to do this at least once a week. At least once a week. Once a day would be amazing. And why I say that once a day is, print out this assessment tool. It's like a 7-page packet, but you can only print out just the rate your state page. Print out like 7 days of them, 7 pages, and staple them together and put the week on it. Week one, do it for a month, whatever. Week one, today. Courage, I personally feel like an eight in courage. I'm taking massive action by going on live here in my community, which I love. Triggers. Some of the triggers that I had today, I got my hair done. She did my roots, and I'm always triggered because I'm like not allergic to the hair dye, but she has to put like sweet and low in it so I don't get red. So I got a little red here. So it kind of makes me a little sad that, you know, that the stuff that she puts in my hair like almost burns my scalp. But I am still the confident woman that I am. So I'm going to give myself, I still say a 7. Clarity. What is my clarity? What is my purpose? What is my main focus in life? My main focus in life is, one, to take care of myself. I feel better about myself when I have my eyebrows because, you know, I'm so full of expression. But my clarity is always, I would say, a 9. You always have those days when you're not 100% sure what's going to happen, what's going to, you know, something might trip you up, what have you. My energy, always at a 9. I never give myself a 10 in anything because there's not a day that I feel perfect. I always say that there's always room for growth and stuff. I may be like a 9.9, but not perfect. My purpose is a 9.5. I know what I am created to do in life, and that is to help people find their greater purpose, find their passion, create that confidence in them. You know, half the time I see things in individuals that they don't see. It's because when you're so focused in the moment that you don't see how amazing, how beautiful, and how awesome you are, because you're stuck with those horse blinders on. We've all been there. I've been there in a situation and somebody's like, girl, you're so amazing. And I was like, what the are you looking at? I am a hot mess. And then they're like, but you're an amazing hot mess. And I was like, oh, thank you. sometimes you need that person to tell you that, you know, that you are a beautiful hot mess. And that's my job. So rating your state in each one of these categories is so important. And if you have a collective of a few days, you can see how your state of mind, your days, how they impact your numbers. And I've been doing this for about 2 years. I have done 7 of these goals. I think 7 is just a little too much and they get a little bit redundant, but I kind of squished them into 4 to make it a little bit more specific. And you'll be able to see if you staple them together and you flip them and be like, wow, I feel that my energy is really low like every day. So after a week, we're like, okay, you know, it'll be Sunday, you know, maybe take an assessment of like where our numbers are. And when I say take an assessment, you can just look at the numbers all week. What I like to do is I add up all the numbers. So if I did it every day, 7 days of courage, 7 days of clarity, 7 days of energy, 7 days of purpose, I added up those 7 days, it gives you a number. So obviously our top number would be 70 because if we did it 7 days, So you're going to get a number out of that. So you're going to see where, you know, maybe brush up on some skills. Some days you're going to be like a 9 in energy, and some days you're going to be a 2. It's okay. On that piece of paper, you can write your energy anywhere. There's like a little box and it just says energy. You can write your number and then write why. Why do you feel like that? Taking all this stuff that I've learned and try to simplify it to make sense. And this is what I do for myself, because now I journal this versus buying somebody else's like $50. They don't call it Rate Your State. I like calling it Rate Your State, but like buying somebody else's book when you can do this yourself. When you add all the numbers together, you're able to see what needs some tuning up. This will help you in the long. I encourage you to do this maybe for a couple weeks. Yes, it's a pain in the ass to print it out. Yes, it is like, oh, I don't want to do this today. But you know what? If you take and do this exercise, you print it out on Sunday, you make 7 copies if you want to do it for 7 days or whatever. It takes like honestly, maybe a minute or 2 at max. Because all you're doing is, okay, how do I feel encouraged today? Or how do I feel in the courage topic today? 1 to 10. Maybe I feel like a 7. Awesome. 7. Why do I feel like that? Well, I feel that I'm taking action today, you know, but there's things that I can do, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't have to be like paragraphs. I don't like writing paragraphs because that's not helpful for me. I like to write just a few bullet dots and like, awesome. So when I do reflect back, I'll be like, okay, this day I felt like shit. This day I was really like on point. You know, this day, oh my gosh, my dog had surgery. This day George was traveling. Like I can see things that are hindering me. So when I meta-communicate the whole situation, which means taking yourself out of the situation and looking above everything, you can be like, okay, things that cause anxiety or triggers are when George travels or when my dog is having surgery. These are things that are impacting me. Awesome. How can I use my coping skills to, you know, handle these things in the future? So becoming more aware of topics that are causing anxiety is key. So many times we just kind of roll through life and let stuff happen to us that we forget that how to use our coping skills. Girl, let me tell you, not fun putting eyebrows on when you're half blind. So if a sister can help out each other, get the eyebrows done. But you know what? I'm able to use my coping skills, my strategies that I have when I start triggering myself. And that's the whole reason of Rate the State. When you can do this self-assessment and be like, okay, triggered, like that flag goes up and that the alarms are going off. Like, what do you do? What are your skills? So towards the end of the packet is another fun little exercise. I like to do this one as well. And I probably do this one maybe once a month, more often, depending on if I have like a huge change in my day, my status, like what's going on in the business, like personal wise. It is 2 categories: current you, future you. And when I say current you, we're gonna write about your thoughts, your feelings, what's going on currently, how you're feeling. Me, I'm always writing about my weight, my eyebrows, my dog, my family, coaching, you know, finding new clients, how to, you know, reach out to my community, how to build trust and empower people and resonate with people about my story. Like, these are current things that I'm continuously working on. Future me. That is the badass girl that I am. That's the one that feels like, girl, nothing is going to get in my way. I am emotionally free. I have that freedom to do whatever I want to do, how I do it. I am confident. I am that badass mama jamma, whatever. That's me. So we have these two, the current state and the future state. If you see this theme here, it's all about this state of mind. And this current state, all we know is in that current state, it is a lot of negative activity. It is like, oh, what's wrong with me? Oh, this isn't right. Oh, this isn't happening. But in that future state, these things still happen, but we're able to problem solve them a little bit faster. We may have the coping skills, the strategy to handle them with no problem. Interesting, right? So I really love these two exercises because they are so, so much fun. One, you're in control of your own destiny. It's not me. It's not me telling you, girl, you're so amazing. Your energy level is a 7. Yay, 7. Because it may not be. Like, I may see you and I see these beautiful things about you. And, you know, then you see something different. It's because you live in this vessel we call a body and you have different thoughts than what I'm thinking. So it's such a beautiful activity to rate yourself and take all this data. I know you guys are like, oh girl, you and your data. I am all about data. I married an engineer, so everything has to make sense. So I try to dumb it down. And when I say dumb it down, because I was a learning disability child, like, shit had to be taught to me like multiple different ways for me to understand it. And I take these exercises and I make them understandable, achievable, and believable because that's what we need. So when you rate your state, take all this information, print it out. And if you can't print it out, like, homegirl, my printer broke. I shouldn't say it broke. Y'all, I ran out of ink. So I ordered ink like 2 weeks ago, and it is lost in who knows world. And so I couldn't print it out. I get it. So if you can't print it out, just look at the PDF, read over it, and write on a piece of paper. 1, courage. 2, clarity. 3, energy. 4, purpose. Write on a piece of paper. Like, that's all you gotta do. It's those 4 things. And then rate yourself. 1 to 10. How do you feel? How do you feel in each? And then write a little thing about each. Like, why did you rate yourself a 3 in courage? Like, is today not a day? Is today that you're mourning a death of your pet ferret? Like, you know, why? You know, because maybe 3 days later, you know, you're the most courageous mama jamma out there. Like, what's that dynamic shift? Divine feminine that we have being females, but that masculine brain is always trying to like get us in trouble. And then go back to that current you versus future you, because that future you is where you're going. That future you are things that you are going to have, because our eye is on the prize. Because if we don't have a prize to get, where are we going? We're on that, remember that Ferris, it wasn't Ferris, it was like a, I don't, merry-go-round, that weird merry-go-round, y'all got on it, and then your friends would spin it, and then you would fly off of it. Like, that shit's not legal nowadays, but that sure as hell was fun. You would hold on for dear life, and your friends would spin that thing, and you're, like, vomiting. That was good times. But if you don't create your future you and have that eye on your prize, you're on that little merry-go-round thing, spinning and spinning and spinning. Like, y'all gonna get dizzy and vomit. Like, so not fun. That's probably why I have vertigo. Like, just thinking about that. Like, some of the stupid things I did as a kid, whatever, totally was fun. So I hope this makes sense. Once again, Rate Your State is a PDF document. Just email me. It is Jenny, J-E-N-N-I-E, at thecoachjenny.com. Email me and I can send it to you. I want to teach people, like, all these things. I'm not that type of coach to be like, I'm not telling you because y'all need to pay me like a zillion and a half dollars in a McDonald's McFlurry because I did that. No, girl, we're all here to support each other. That's girl power. That is what is tattooed on the back of my leg. It says GRLPWR, girl power, because that is what I do. I empower women to feel the ultimate badasses that they are. All right, ladies, I love you all. You are amazing. You continue to inspire me to be the best coach, mentor, 6-foot sidekick that you guys need. Love you all. Have an amazing day. Rate your state at least for 7 days to give yourself some clarity, some background on what is going on. And let's go from there. If you have any questions and you want to go over your numbers, reach out to me. We can have a private call and go from there. All right. Love you. Take care. Remember, be bold, be badass, because you deserve it. Take care. Bye.